You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Since the 1980s, coral reefs around the world have been observed to be slowly turning into bleached white skeletons devoid of life. Climate change appears to be one of the primary causes, but there are others, possibly including sunscreens. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
The role that sunscreens play in causing coral reef bleaching is still under investigation.
Maya Trotz is a professor of civil and environmental engineering at the University of South Florida.
One way to protect ourselves from the sun has been these manufactured sunscreens that contain chemicals like oxybenzone. And the question is, do those impact not just the reef, but other marine life? So there have been studies that look at how they affect algae, corals, mussels, sea urchins, fish. Some places have banned sunscreens that use things like oxybenzone based on some of the studies that have been done. They have considered reef-safe sunscreens to be ones that have things like titanium dioxide and zinc oxides, which contain nanoparticles. But there are still research questions on whether the size of the particle, whether it's in the nanoscale or larger, whether those impact the reef system and also human health when you put them on. And the idea being that the smaller the particles, the more efficient your sunscreen is to preventing or blocking the UV radiation.
We'll hear about efforts to restore coral reefs in future programs. Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by the Center for Earth and Environmental Nanotechnology and the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.